No balls, two strikes, two away. Childers delivers. Kootenay chops it over Childers' head to short. Brown has it, steps on the bag, and that ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. It's time to stretch in Madison. It's a 6-4 Trash Pandas lead on the Checkers Radio Network.
Hey, y'all. This is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Checkers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com. Hey, y'all. This is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for four nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to Paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom of the seventh, and the Trash Pandas go to the bullpen. It's lefty Jack Dashwood that enters, and he faces the righty Eric Brown Jr. First pitch of the bottom half comes on home. It's a called strike one. Dashwood dots it on the inside corner. He's in for the righty Ivan Armstrong, who goes two innings, gives up one run on one hit, three walks, and three strikeouts, and throws 45 pitches. The 0-1 pitch. Brown swings and misses. A big hack at a fastball. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Brown's 0-3 today. Strikeout, two flyouts. Dashwood enters to make his fifth appearance of the year. 3.60 ERA in five innings. He's allowed two runs on three hits with one walk and six strikeouts. The 0-2 pitch. Brown pops it foul, first base side, and out of play. Count stays at 0-2. And foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor. 228-641-9167. Dashwood's 0-2 pitch misses inside, and the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 delivery misses off the outside corner, and the count evens 2-2. Dashwood stares in. Now comes set at the belt. Comes home. Misses low, and the count goes full. The 3-2 pitch, fouled back. The bat goes flying above Hall's head in the on-deck circle, and the count stays full. Brown gets some more of that pine tar and rubs it on his bat. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out in the bottom of the seventh. Dashwood delivers. Brown swings and misses. Hard fastball top of the zone. And now one away for the righty, Adam Hall. One out, nobody on. Checkers down 6-4 in the seventh. Dashwood fires. It misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Dashwood missed a majority of the start of this season with an injury. Today, again, just his fifth appearance of the year. Last year made 19 appearances between AA Rocket City and AAA Salt Lake. The 1-0 pitch. Hall swings and misses. Another hard fastball from Dashwood, and the count evens 1-1. Though even last year limited to just 30 innings on the hill. Last time he threw a full season, it was in 2022. 31 appearances and 60 innings, all coming in Rocket City. The 1-1 pitch misses low, and the count goes to 2-1. Dashwood, the San Diego, California native who attended University of California, Santa Barbara, the UCSB Gauchos. The pitch, Hall swings and misses, and the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one away. It's a 6-4 Trash Pandas lead with nobody on. Now the pitch. Hall takes strike three at the knees, and it is back-to-back strikeouts from Dashwood to begin his appearance. It brings up the righty, Lamar Sparks. 0-for-1 today with two walks. Checkers right now just need base runners. They trail it by two. Lefty Dashwood delivers. It's a called strike one in the outside corner. And he gets a hand in the count. Two out, nobody on. Dashwood delivers. It misses low, bounces in and out of Payne's men. Count evens 1-1. Game two of this doubleheader will begin about 40 minutes after completion of game one. Nick Merkel is set to go for the Checkers. Still no starter named yet for the Trash Pandas. The 1-1 pitch. Sparks fouls it back, and the count goes to 1-2. We're expecting it to be a bullpen game for Rocket City. It is a bullpen game in game two for the Checkers, even with Nick Merkel being named a starter. Merkel, guy who has made 37 appearances this year, 36 of them in relief. The 1-2 pitch. Sparks swings and misses. Curveball down low. That ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Dashwood strikes out the side in the seventh, and we go to the eighth. Checkers trail it 6-4.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville in Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville in Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport. Hey guys, this is Eric Brown Jr. Welcome to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Denzer Guzman leads things off for the Trash Pandas as we move to the top of the eighth inning. Will Childers is out of the bullpen for his second inning. And the Shuckers right now need some pitching, and they need a couple runs. They trail at 6-4. Childers fires. Guzman takes up, and the count goes to 1-0. Javik Blake alongside you. It is an important game one of this doubleheader for the Shuckers. The 1-0 pitch is a slider and a called strike one. If the Shuckers lose, they drop into a tie for the wild card with the Mississippi Braves, who last week they entered 2.5 games ahead. The pitch is a called strike, and the count goes to 1-2. After game one, both teams will have exactly 12 games to go in the regular season. Six of those coming against each other to finish out the regular season next week in Biloxi. The 1-2 pitch misses low, and the count evens 2-2. Now, the big thing for the Shuckers is that the M Braves have to play the red-hot Tennessee Smokies this week. The pitch rolled up the middle, and it's into center for a base hit. Guzman singles, and it brings up the lefty Nelson Rada. Time to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Everything else is yet to get underway. M Braves and Smokies get underway at 6:35. Landon Harper and his 1.32 ERA goes for the M Braves against Chris Cashmar, 8-3, with a 3.52 ERA for the Smokies. Everything else later in the Southern League as well. The pitch to the lefty Rada, who shows bunt and bunts it foul back to the screen. Count goes to no balls and a strike. TJ Sikkema goes for the Chattanooga Lookouts in game one of their series against Trevor Martin and the Montgomery Biscuits. That one gets underway at 6:35. And Luis Palacios goes for Pensacola against Riley Gowans and the Birmingham Barons. That one at 7 o'clock. Rada shows bunt, pulls back, and the count evens 1-1. Game two of this doubleheader will get underway about 40 minutes after game one finishes up. We're in the eighth inning. Warren plays in at third. The 1-1 pitch, Rada shows bunt, pulls back, and almost hits him. And the count goes to 2 balls and a strike. Childers delivers. Rada shows bunt, takes strike two, and pulls back. And count evens 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rada today is 1-for-2, but he's reached base twice. Drew a walk. Base is loaded back in the fourth inning. The 2-2 pitch to third. Warren has it, goes to second for one. Brown to first. In time for the double play. And the Shuckers go around the horn. That double play brought to you by the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi. Just steps away from beaches, casinos, and the ballpark. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi is your ideal spot for a stay on the coast. Two out, nobody on, and the lefty Orlando Martinez digs in. It's a 6-4 Trash Pandas lead in the top of the eighth inning. Childers delivers. It's a called strike right in the outside corner. Martinez, the left-handed bat, 1-for-3 tonight with an RBI. Childers delivers. Slider misses low, and the count evens 1-1. Childers delivers. It's a called strike on the outside corner, and he gets ahead in the count, 1-2. Righty Luke Murphy is warming up in the bullpen for the Trash Pandas. Righty Childers delivers. Swing and a miss. Fastball up and away. And Childers has gone 2 scoreless innings out of the pen. And he's kept the Shuckers down by just 2. No runs, one hit, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Trash Pandas lead it 6-4 on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network. Hey, Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers radio network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule next cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Cakes on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. We head to the bottom of the Shuckers, down 6-4. It's the Rocket City Trash Pandas and the lefty Jack Dashwood. He's out for his second inning on the hill after he struck out the side in the seventh. Faces the righty Nick Cale to begin the inning. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Game one of a doubleheader. Game one scheduled for 9 innings. Game two scheduled for 7. And we're here in the eighth in game one. The 1-0 pitch. Cale swings and pops it up. First base side foul territory. Cooney and Payne come together, but it's into the first row behind the dugout. The count evens 1-1. Cale tonight is 1-for-1, and he's driven in 2. He's had 3 different at-bats go 3 different ways, 3 different plate appearances, check that. He's had an RBI single, a walk, and a sac fly to deep right. Almost left the yard. The 1-1 pitch. Cale swings and drives it foul just a bit ahead of a fastball. And it's into the seats. Count goes to 1-2. Shuckers have been retired, not quite in order, but they've been shut down by this Rocket City pitching staff. They have just 2 hits since the second inning. And no hits since the start of the sixth. And no hits since the start of the sixth inning. 1-2 and nobody out. Dashwood comes set. Now the pitch. Misses up and away, and the count evens 2-2. Two-two pitch. Shot right side of the infield and through in a right for a single. It's the first hit since Brock Wilkin let off the fifth with the single. And now it's a massive opportunity for the Shuckers. Xavier Warren, switch hitter who bats from the right side against the lefty, digs in. It's a 6-4 lead for the Trash Pandas here in the eighth. The Shuckers have the tying run at the plate. Dashwood delivers. Warren swings and hits it on 2 Obstamer shot at second. Flips to the bag for 1. Guzman to first, not in time. Warren just beats it out. That would have been a catastrophic double play. But instead, Warren hustles down the line and beats it out. Cale's retired. The force out goes 4-6. That was an incredible play by Mershon into the hole. Spun and grabbed it on 2 hops. And that brings out the manager, Andy Schatzley. Luke Murphy has been warming up in the bullpen. And that's who the Trash Pandas are going to. Dashwood faces 5 batters, retires 4 of them. Luke Murphy comes in with the tying run up. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast. From simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors, no job is too small. From automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery, Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it for business or personal use. Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailer, gooseneck flatbed trailer, single and tandem axle utility trailer, enclosed trailer, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuildTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
One out, one on in the bottom of the eighth inning, and the Shuckers have an opportunity to strike. Righty Luke Murphy comes in for the lefty Jack Dashwood. Righty Casey Martin digs in. Murphy this year, a 5.13 ERA. Opponents hitting 283 against him. The pitch misses off the inside corner, and the count goes to 1-0. Dashwood's done after an inning and a third. Gives up one hit. He inherits a runner at first. No walks and three strikeouts. Shuckers trail at 6-4 in the bottom of the eighth. The pitch. Martin pops it foul behind home plate and out of play. And the count evens 1-1. Murphy stands in 6'5", 190 pounds. 24-year-old native of Nashville, Tennessee. The 1-1 pitch. Martin pops it up. Murphy points to it. Mershon, the second baseman in the infield. Grass makes the catch. And now two away for Dylan O'Ray at the top of the order. O'Ray 0-2 tonight. He struck out twice, and he's also walked twice. Two out, one on. Shuckers down 6-4 in the eighth. Murphy fires. O'Ray slices it foul back to the screen. Just got under a fastball. Counts no balls and a strike. The 0-1 pitch misses low. Payne blocks it up, and the count evens 1-1. One ball, one strike, two away. Murphy delivers. O'Ray chops it first base side, right to Kootenay. Grabs it at first, steps on the bag, and then ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. We go to the ninth. The Shuckers trip to 4 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, they're there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49 Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
We end of the ninth. Will Childers done after two innings on the hill. And in comes the righty Sam Carlson. Checkers down 6-4. Righty Carlson faces the switch hitter David Mershon. He digs in from the left side. The 6-4 Trash Pandas lead in the ninth. Righty Carlson fires, misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Today is Carlson's first appearance in almost two full weeks. Last appeared on August 21st at Birmingham. It's his 41st appearance of the year, 3.92 ERA and 42 and two-thirds innings. 17 walks and 43 strikeouts. The 1-0 pitch. Mershon takes a strike on the outside corner, and the count evens 1-1. Carlson delivers. Misses off the inside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. Childers goes 2 scoreless innings, 2 hits, no walks, 2 strikeouts, and throws 31 pitches. The 2-1 pitch, going to miss a long cut on a fastball. And the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch, tipped foul out of Kalesmit back to the screen. The count evens 2-2. Foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Carlson fires. The 2-2 pitch is a called strike 3. Sinker on the inside corner. And there's one away in the top of the ninth inning. Comes the lefty Sam Brown, 1-for-4 today with a double back in the first inning. Carlson fires. Slider, swing and a miss. And the count goes to 0-2. The 0-1 pitch misses low, and the count evens 1-1. The pitch misses off the inside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. Two balls, one strike, one away. Carlson fires. Fouled back, and the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Checkers down 6-4 in the top of the ninth inning. The pitch misses low, and the count goes full. Game two of this doubleheader set to get underway. About 40 minutes after we finish up game one, so right now looking like it'll be somewhere around 7:30 to 8 o'clock. It'll be just 7 innings as opposed to the 9 innings we're playing in game one. The pitch, pops foul, third base side and out of play. And the count stays full. Three balls, two strikes, one away. The pitch misses low. It's ball four. And Brown reaches. It's a one-out walk, and it brings up the righty Tyler Payne. Payne digs in 0 for 4 today with an RBI. Carlson fires. And it's a called strike one, a sinker right in the outside corner. It's a 6-4 Trash Pandas lead. Opening game of the doubleheader. The 0-1 pitch. Misses low, bounces into Cale's mitt. Brown took another step towards second. Cale almost threw behind him. Counts even at one ball and one strike. Carlson comes set. The righty delivers. It's popped up. First base side and out of play. And the count goes to a ball and two strikes. One ball, two, and one away. Trash Pandas 6, Shuckers 4. Top of the ninth inning. The 1-2 pitch. Curveball rolled through the left side and in a left for a single. Right between Warren and Vernon in third. And now two have reached in the ninth. And Tucker Flint digs in. It's Payne's first hit of the day. And it's the fourth straight inning that the Trash Pandas have at least one hit. Tucker Flint digs in. He's the power bat in this order. 0 for 2 today, two strikeouts, a walk, and he's been hit by a pitch. Carlson delivers. Flint drives it out to right center. O'Reilly charges, and it drops in for a base hit. Shatsley gives Brown the stop sign at third. The throw comes home on a bounce. And the bases are loaded with one away for Ben Goble. So after the leadoff strikeout of Mershon, three straight have reached. And it brings up Goble. The pitch to the righty Goble is a called strike one on the outside corner. It's a 6-4 Trash Pandas lead. Bases loaded, one away in the top of the ninth. Brown's at first, Payne's at second, Flint's at first. Carlson delivers. Goble drives it down the right field line and foul. Carlson gets ahead at no balls and two strikes. Goble today, 2 for 4 with a 3-run homer back in the first. The 0-2 pitch. Slider, swing and a miss. He chases it off the outside corner, and that is a massive second out. And it brings up the lefty, Matt Kootney. Two out and the base is loaded. Trash Pandas lead at 6-4. Kootney digs in, very back of the left-handed box. Carlson comes set at the belt. Now delivers. Kootenai takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Kootenai takes off the inside corner, and the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. The 2-0 pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 2-1. Kootenai tonight, 0-3. Drawn a walk, grounded into two different fielder's choices. He's grounded out to third. The 2-1 pitch. Kootenai takes a strike on the outside corner. The count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Chopped first base, Cy Martinez to his right. Deflects on Smith and into short right center. Brown scores. Payne rounds the corner and scores. It's a 2-RBI flub. And it's an 8-4 Trash Pandas lead. Martinez went to his right, went to scoop it. And when he went to scoop it, it tipped off his mitt. We'll see whether or not it's a hit or an error. Either way, two score. And the Shuckers are now down 8-4. Brings up Denzer Guzman. Flint's at third, Kootenai's at first. It goes as an E3. The Shuckers' third error of the day. Carlson delivers. Guzman takes strike one in the outside corner. For the Shuckers, one pitch away from getting out of this. Instead, find themselves down by 4 in the ninth inning. The 0-1 pitch misses low, bounces into Kale's mid. And the count evens 1-1. The Shuckers have now allowed 7 or more runs in 4 of their last 5 games. Including 8 today after they gave up 10 on Sunday. The 1-1 pitch rolled up the middle, bounces over the second base bag. Martin grabs it, taps the bag, and that ends the inning. But not before two more come home. It is 2 runs on 2 hits, 1 error. 2 runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the ninth. The Shuckers down by 4. We're back in a moment on the Black Sea Shuckers Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Game one of a doubleheader between the Shuckers and the Trash Pandas. It's an 8-4 Trash Pandas lead, and the righty Luke Murphy is out for his first full inning on the hill, and he's trying to close this thing out. It is an 8-4 advantage, and the lefty Ernesto Martinez Jr. digs in. The pitch is a curveball and a called strike one. Martinez 2-for-4 today. Two runs driven in. The righty Murphy delivers. Martinez swings and misses, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. The pitch lifted over Guzman's head. It's short and into left center for a single. Rada cuts it off. Martinez rounds first, now darts back to the bag. It is a three-hit night. And the Shuckers have a man on in the bottom half for Brock Wilkin. The pitch to the righty Wilkin is a called strike on the outside corner. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Wilkin 1-for-4 today with a single back in the fifth inning. Righty Murphy delivers. Wilkin swings and drives it into center, and it's down for a base hit. Martinez moves to second. Wilkin reaches with a single. It's his second hit of the night. And the Shuckers have two on with nobody out for the righty Eric Brown Jr. Shuckers trail at 8-4. Adam Hall's on deck. Right now he represents the tying run. Brown today 0-for-4 with two strikeouts. Murphy fires. Brown fouls it back and out of play. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Martinez at second. Wilkin at first. First to have reached in the ninth against Murphy. He fires home. Brown takes a strike on the outside corner. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. It's an 8-4 Trash Pandas lead. The pitch. Brown pops it up. First base. Payne ditches the mask over towards the dugout on the railing. Looks up. And it drops down in the first row behind the Trash Pandas dugout. The count stays at no balls and two strikes. No balls, two strikes, nobody out. The pitch misses up, and the count goes to 1-2. Time's called. Brown steps out. Remember, game two of this doubleheader set to begin about 40 minutes after we finish up game one. The 1-2 pitch. Brown lifts it to third. It one hops Goble. He goes to second for one. The throw to first. Not in time. Brown beats it out. And Murphy has his hands on his head on the mound. Chansley's upset in the first base dugout, but the Shuckers now have runners in the corners. It's a fielder's choice for Brown. And up comes Adam Holm. Brown's likely off with this first pitch. Runners of the corners, one away. Tying run stands on deck in Lamar Sparks. Brown likely off on the pitch. The Shuckers get rid of the double play. Murphy delivers. It's a slider that misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Hall today, 1-for-3 with a single. The pitch, he swings and tips it, foul ball back to the screen. 1-1. The pitch, Hall takes strike two, top of the zone. Murphy gets ahead, ball and two strikes. The pitch is a called strike three on the outside corner. Murphy dials up a fastball, and Hall's retired for the second out. Two out, runners in the corners. Brown has not attempted to steal second. And it brings up the righty Lamar Sparks. Shuckers down four. It's an 8-4 Trash Pandas lead. Righty Murphy delivers. Swing and a miss. Fastball top of the zone. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. The 0-1 pitch. Sparks chaps it to short. Guzman charges, grabs it. Sparks sprints out of the box. The throw to first is in time. And the Shuckers fall by an 8-4 final. In the ninth inning, no runs on two hits, no errors, and two runners left on base. The final score, Trash Pandas 8, Shuckers 4. 8 runs, 11 hits, no errors for the Trash Pandas. 4 runs, 9 hits, and 2 errors for the Shuckers. With the loss, the Shuckers are now even with the Mississippi Braves for the Wild Card South Division. With 12 games to go, the M Braves just underway against the Tennessee Smokies. They have runners in the corners with two outs in the bottom of the first inning. Shuckers fall to 60-64 on the season, 30-27 in the second half. While the Trash Pandas improved to 56-69 on the season, 23-34 in the second half. Shuckers fall by an 8-4 final. Winning pitcher is George Klassen. The losing pitcher is Adam Seminaris. We'll take a break. Send you back to regularly scheduled programming. Game 2 set to begin in about 40 minutes. We'll get official word in a couple of moments. Make sure to stay tuned to the Biloxi Shuckers social media accounts at Official Biloxi Shuckers on Instagram and at Biloxi Shuckers on Twitter for the updated start time for Game 2. The Trash Pandas still have not named a starter, while the Shuckers will go with the righty Nick Merkel, 6-4, with a 3.23 earned run average. Shuckers fall in the opener, an 8-4 final. We'll send you back to your regularly scheduled programming here on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, and we'll rejoin you in about 30 minutes on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network with the beginning of Game 2. We'll talk to you soon on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. For news, stats, schedules, tickets, merchandise, and more, visit BiloxiShuckers.com. Stay up to date and follow the team on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok at Biloxi Shuckers and on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers. This has been the Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Ooh. Cruisin' WGCM.
I got up this morning, and while I was having my coffee, my woman came in and sat down by my side. With tears in her eyes, she said, "I've a confession to make." And I said, "Woman, speak what's on your mind." Found someone of my own.
Someone of my own.
Know those lonely nights when you left me all alone. Oh, my new love would call and comfort me on the phone. I said, "Woman, that's the way it's gotta be. Then, darling, don't you worry about me." Down and wiped her tears from her face. I put out my cigarette, turned and walked away.
music to cruise by. Cruisin' WGCM.
Thank you. Making with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game times, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
Brand new Shucker Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Pitch, runners go. Wilkin hammers it deep to left. Dyer's back. It is fair. Gone. Grand slam. Brock Wilkin, and it's 9-1. Back up the middle. Zamora ranges over, slides, gets it at short. Fires the first in time. At third base side. Wilkin backhands it into foul territory. Pirouettes. Fires the first. Bobby the pick.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Baker comes home. Tip foul into Miller's glove, strike three, and it's five in a row.
Your home for the AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers all season long.
And drives it in right down. Ball game over. Xavier Warren, the hero. Lamar Sparks scores, and it's a 9-8 Shuckers winner.
Time to head out to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
We welcome you back to Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama. It is game two of a doubleheader. The Biloxi Shuckers trying to keep themselves at least in a tie with the Mississippi Braves for the wild card in the South Division as the Shuckers enter this game with 12 to go in the regular season. Javik Blake alongside you. The Shuckers fell in game one by an 8-4 final, a continuation of the game that was started and suspended on August 4th. They played the full nine innings here in game two, scheduled for seven innings on the back half of the doubleheader as the Shuckers enter at 60-6 on the season. They enter 30-27 in the second half. On the other side of things, the Trash Pandas enter at 56-69 on the season, 23-34 in the second half. Starting pitcher tonight for the Trash Pandas is the righty Mason Erla. He is 1-3 with a 2.22 ERA this season. 31 appearances. This is his 32nd appearance of the year, but just his third start. He's gone 44 2/3 innings, 11 walks, 34 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 269 against him. In the leadoff spot, it's the righty Adam Hall. Terry Miller bats second in a Shuckers lineup built by Renova Roofing. In the three spot, it's Brock Wilkin. Ernesto Martinez Jr. bats fourth. Eric Brown Jr. bats in the five spot. And the lineup rounds out with Lamar Sparks, Ethan Murray, Xavier Warren, and Casey Martin. We're about set and ready to go on a cool Tuesday night in Madison, Alabama. Temperatures at 79 degrees. Sun is officially set. Lights have taken full effect. And we're off and ready to go. Ready, Mason Erla delivers home. First pitch of the day, swing and a miss. And we're off and running. First pitch in game two, 7:37 p.m. Central Time. The pitch to the righty, Hall. He stares at strike two. Hall this year hitting 273, 14 driven in, and a 383 OBP. Earl's 0-2 pitch comes home. Slider misses away, and the count goes to 1-2. Earl making just his third start of the season. It's his second consecutive start. The 1-2 pitch. Ball swings and misses. Goes fishing on a slider off the outside corner. And now one away for the lefty, Darian Milton. Miller digs in from the left side. Did not appear in game one of this doubleheader. Ronnie Erla delivers home. Miller takes off the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-0. Miller this year hitting 203 with a 394 OBP. The 1-0 pitch. He swings and chops it right side of the infield. Diving stop by Brown at first, but it squirts out of his mitt. And it's an infield single for Miller. Checkers get a man on with one away for Brock Wilkin. Wilkin digs in at the very back of the right-handed box. Checkers rocking their military-themed alternate uniforms tonight. A camo base with white numbers outlined in brown on the back, along with the gray pants. The pitch to Wilkin. He swings and nubs it up the first baseline foul, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. Meanwhile, Rocket City wearing their space blue alternates. Sort of a royal blue color on the front with Rocket City inscribed in white. White numbers on the back as well, and they've got a space blue cap with the white R Rocket logo on the front. The 0-1 pitch. It's a called strike on the inside corner. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Wilkin this year hitting 208, 15 homers, and a 319 OBP. Miller takes a short lead off first. Erla fires. Wilkin checks his swing. Doesn't matter. It's called strike three by the home plate umpire, Joe McCarthy. Two strikeouts in the inning, both of them on the slider. And it brings up the lefty, Ernesto Martinez Jr. Martinez digs in from the left side after a three-hit game in the opener. Erla delivers. Martinez swings and drives it out to deep left. Calabresi after it. It tails away from him, but he sprints over and grabs it for the final out. That was smashed off Martinez's bat. But Calabresi ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. We're through a half inning in Rocket City. And we're scoreless. Nick Merkel goes to work when we come back on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
We head to the bottom of the first inning. Shuckers and the Trash Pandas are scoreless. Game two, a doubleheader. Technically the opening game of this six-game set. As the righty Nick Merkel gets the start for the Shuckers. 6-4 with a 3.23 ERA. Today's his 38th appearance and second start. 69 and two-thirds innings, 29 walks, 78 strikeouts. An opponent hitting 191 against him. David Mershon leads it off. And a Trash Pandas lineup built by Renew Roofing. Flynn bats second, Tucker Flint bats third, and Sam Brown rounds out the top four. Merkel delivers home. First pitch is fouled back, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. Merkel is making his second consecutive start. It's the first time he's made back-to-back starts since 2022. The 0-1 pitch. Mershon swings and misses, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Mershon this year hitting 1.297 in 19 games with the Trash Pandas, 361 OBP. No balls, two strikes, nobody out. The 0-2 pitch. Mershon checks his swing on a knuckle curve low. Third base umpire Warren Eubanks says he does not go. And the counts at a ball mix. Chandler Derms, the first base umpire. Crew chief Joe McCarthy is behind the plate. Merkel delivers. Misses low with a knuckle curve. And the count evens 2-2. Out of college, Merkel was a starter. Made seven starts with the independent Missoula Paddleheads in the Pioneer League in 2022. Signed with the Brewers and then made three starts in rookie ball. Since then, he's been a bullpen guy. 2-2 pitch. Shot foul. Third base side above the Shuckers dugout. And the count stays at 2-2. Merkel has been a bulk guy out of the Shuckers bullpen this year, and that's why he's been tagged to start. Shuckers entering today really only have three true starters. 2-2 pitch. Misses up. And the count goes to 3-2. And even Nate Peterson, who you could count as that third starter, has spent a lot of the year and a lot of the second half out in the bullpen. Tate Keener and Casey Hunter, the only two guys who have been consistent starters all year. 3-2 pitch. Mershon spoils it foul. Left field side and out of play. And the count stays full. It's a tough situation right now for the Shuckers. Brent Witrowski on the injured list. Shane Smith up to AAA. Those are two of your bigger arms right there. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Gets him to flail on a knuckle curve. And Mershon strikes out. One away for the righty Miles Emerson. When you pile on those moves that have happened within the last 2 weeks with Logan Henderson and Jacob Mizorowski both getting the bump to AAA. Bradley Blaylock traded away at the deadline to Colorado. And TJ Shook, a guy who could have factored into the rotation, being traded off in the Tyler J deal to the Mets. And that is a lot of starting pitching the Shuckers have lost in the past 6 weeks. Righty Miles Emerson is up. First pitch is a called strike in the outside corner. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. Ronnie Merkel digs in. We're scoreless in the bottom of the first inning. The pitch. Emerson chops it left side of the infield. Wilken at third to his left. Grabs it. Fires to first. It's in time. And Emerson's retired. Brock Wilkins at third tonight. Eric Brown Jr. is at short. Ethan Murray's at second. And Xavier Warren's at first. Gary Miller behind the plate does the catching. The outfield from right to left. Lamar Sparks, Adam Hall, and Casey Martin. Tucker Flint digs in from the left side. Merkel delivers. It's fisted on one hop up the middle. Brown gets it at short in front of second. Fires the first in plenty of time. And that ends the inning. Well, it's a nice 1-2-3 inning from Nick Merkel in the first. And we go to the second. We're scoreless on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today, by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville in Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville in Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Into the top of the second inning in Madison, Alabama. Righty Mason Erla faces off against the righty Eric Brown Jr. Javik Blake back alongside you. Neither team scored in the first. Checkers got the only hit from either side. Mason Erla stranded it. First pitch of the second is chopped back to the screen, and we're off and running. It was a quick first inning for Erla. Needed just 10 pitches to get out of the frame. The righty Brown digs in. He went 0 for 5 in game 1. The pitch. He swings and drives it out to short right. Flint charges, and it's wrapped between him and Mershon, and it's down for a single. Brown reaches, gets his first hit of the day. And the Checkers have some speed at first for the righty Lamar Sparks. Sparks this year hitting 270 with a 328 OBP. Checkers and the Trash Pandas are scoreless in the top of the second. The pitch is a called strike at the knees. And it's ruled a ball. Count of 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Sparks chaps it foul towards the Checkers dugout. The count evens 1-1. Sparks in game 1, 0 for 3, 2 walks and a strikeout. Check out, back to first. Brown's back in time. One ball, one strike, nobody out. The pitch, Brown's off to second. It's a slider that's called a strike. The throw to second is high. And Brown's into the stolen base. It's his 20th of the season. He becomes the Checkers player to 20 stolen bases this year. Joins Dylan O'Reilly, his former draft mate, double play partner. 20 stolen bases this season. Counts it a ball and two strikes to Sparks, with the Shuckers runner in scoring position for the first time tonight. The 1-2 pitch. Sparks drives it out towards deep center. Rada back on it. On the run, makes the catch. Brown tags from second, moves to third. Rada's throw on two hops is not in time. And a quick tag up from Brown, giving the Shuckers a runner on third with one away for Ethan Murray. Sparks smashed that one off the bat. But out in center, some real good closing speed from Rada. Now something might be up with Eric Brown Jr. He's taking a walk behind third currently. Now walks back to the bag. Training staff stays put in the Shuckers dugout. And up comes Ethan Murray. First time we've seen him in this series. Hitting 180 this year. Infield in for Rocket City. The pitch. Murray chops it off his front foot, third base side. Count goes to no balls and a strike. 380 average and a 281 OBP. Coming off a solid series against the Biscuits. 4 for 16 with a double and two walks. Erla's 0-1 pitch. Comes home. Murray tips it foul off the catcher Emerson. The count goes to no balls and two strikes. The 0-2 pitch. Murray swings and misses. Curveball low. And Erla picks up his third strikeout of the day. Up comes the switch hitter, Xavier Warren. Shuckers have a runner on third with two away. Warren digs in from the left side against the righty Erla. The infield shifts over to first. The pitch. Roped down the right field line and foul. Out of play and into the seats. Count goes to no balls and a strike. The 0-1 pitch. Lifted out to left. Calabresi charges in on it. Guzman's out and it traps between them. Brown jogs home. It's an RBI single for Warren. And the Shuckers take a 1-0 lead. Warren did a great job. Dunked it right between Calabresi. After the Shuckers fell behind 4-0 earlier today. They're up 1-0 in the bottom of the second. Casey Martin now up. The pitch to him is a called strike one. The 0-1 pitch misses away, and the count evens 1-1. Martin's hitting 158 this year, 9 homers, 33 driven in, and a 221 OBP. Randy Erlich comes set. Now the pitch, swing and a miss. Chases a changeup off the outside corner. Count goes to a ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes, and two away. The pitch, swing and a miss. Gets him swing on a slider off the outside corner, and that ends the inning. In the frame, one run, two hits, no errors, and a runner left on base. The Shuckers convert the opportunity. Runner on second, nobody out, and they bring one home. They're up 1-0 after an inning and a half on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey guys, Trey Bowman, head groundskeeper with Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-Shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers Box Office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Be the all-star of your team with the sweet experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Into the bottom of the second, Shuckers lead the Trash Pandas 1-0. And the righty Nick Merkel is back to work. Faces the lefty Sam Brown. First pitch of the second. He has a swing and a miss on a knuckle curve. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Shuckers have run on three hits. Merkel had an effective first inning. Went three up, three down. Nothing left the infield. Two ground outs and a strikeout. The 0-1 pitch misses low, and the count evens 1-1. Shuckers got their only run of the day in the top of the inning. An RBI single from Xavier Warren. Pitch, slider, swing and a miss, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes, nobody out. Merkel stares in, now delivers. Misses low, and the count evens 2-2.
From the Premier Ford Waveland Studios, your hometown Ford store, this is WGCN Gulfport, 1240 AM and 100.9 FM. Cruising 100.9.
The 2-2 pitch. That's an uncle curve just off the outside corner. Three balls and two strikes. We've seen just about everything tonight from Merkel. It's a fastball, not just a chip. Super. The 3-2 pitch. First base side. Murray charges his second glove. Flips to Warren and forced it to 20 times. Rounds are tight. One away, and we'll take 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruising. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
We welcome you back to Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama. Javik Blake back alongside you. It's a 1-0 Shuckers lead. Pitch to the righty Denzar Guzman is tapped foul. Count goes to no balls and a strike. The pitch, slider, fouled off Miller's mask back to the screen. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Guzman this year hitting .203. Today is 73rd appearance of the year. .291 OBP and a .598 OPS. No balls, two strikes, one away. Merkel delivers. It misses up, and the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Knuckle curve misses off the inside corner. The count evens 2-2. One out, nobody on in the bottom of the second. The Shuckers lead it 1-0 over the Trash Pandas. The 2-2 pitch. Knuckle curve misses low. And the count goes full. The 3-2 pitch, called strike three, gets him with a knuckle curve on the inside corner. And there's two away for Orlando Martinez. Orlando Martinez digs in, two outs, nobody on. 1-0 Shuckers in the second. Merkel delivers. It's lifted. Third base side. A fair ball, and it shoots towards the side before the wall even juts out towards the corner. Martin corrals it. And Martinez is in the second with a double. He didn't hit it very hard. And the way the wall juts out from the Shuckers dugout to almost meet the foul line. About three quarters of the way down that left field line. Ball took a carom back towards the infield almost. And now a runner on second. It's the tying run. And the left-handed hitting David Calabresi digs in. It's a 1-0 Shuckers lead in the second. Calabresi, a tall stance in the left-handed box. The pitch is a called strike one. Calabresi hitting 211 this year, a 341 OBP. The 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Knuckle curve flutters in. The count goes to no balls and two strikes. No balls, two strikes, two away. Merkel delivers. Rolled right side of the infield, hops its way to Murray. Grabs it at second, fires to first, and that ends the inning. Merkel works around a two-out double. No runs, one hit, no errors, one runner left on base. We go to the third. The Shuckers lead it 1-0 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote. Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
We go to the third in Racket City. Shuckers lead it 1-0. The righty Mason Erla is back to work. Faces the top of the Shuckers order that begins with righty Adam Hall. First pitch of the inning from Erla. is a slider, and it's lifted through the right side for a base hit. Right by Sam Brown at first. And the Shuckers now have four hits in three innings against Irwin. Hall records a hit, and it brings up the left. Leadoff man's gotten on base in back-to-back innings for the Shuckers. Up comes the lefty, Darian Miller. Shuckers have a 1-0 lead thanks to an RBI single from Xavier Warren last inning. Randy Erla comes set. Now the pitch. He has a called strike in the outside corner. And Erla gets ahead. Erla originally drafted in the 17th round of the 2021 draft. The 0-1 pitch. Fouled back. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Erla out of Michigan State, part of the famed draft class for the Angels, in which they took 20 starting pitchers. 20-round draft. 20 pitchers selected. Part of a run that also saw them take current Shuckers pitcher and the starter yesterday in Adam Seminaris. Take that starter on Sunday. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. A late hack on a fastball. And that's five strikeouts through two and a third for Erla. And it brings up the righty, Brock Wilkin. Brock Wilkin digs in 0 for 1 today. Check over to first. And Hall's back in time. Erla delivers. Swing and a miss and a curveball. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. The 0-1 pitch. Slider called a strike. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Hall takes his lead off first. Check over. And Hall's back in time. The 0-2 pitch. Wilkin swings and misses. Back pick defers the tag. Not in time. Wilkin strikes out. Hall barely gets back. And now two away for the lefty, Ernesto Martinez Jr. Pitch from the righty, Erla. Is a fastball and a called strike one. The righty, Erla comes set. One on, two away. The pitch. Martinez chops it first base side and foul right by Shuckers' first base coach team. And the count's at no balls and two strikes. No balls, two strikes, two away. Erla comes in. Hall takes another step. Now the pitch. Hall's off to second. Martinez swings and misses. And that ends the inning. Bit of confusion at the end there. Martinez thought he tipped it, and he did. but it's ruled that Emerson dropped it while trying to get it out of his mitt, which completes the strikeout and ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, one runner left on base. Orla has struck out 7 in 3 innings. The Shuckers lead it 1-0 after 2.5. Back after this, the Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
We end at the bottom of the third, and Nick Merkel is back to work. He has been terrific tonight. Shuckers lead it 1-0. Bottom of the third of a game scheduled for 7 innings in game 2 of a doubleheader in Madison, Alabama. The righty Merkel delivers home to the righty Matt Kootenay. First pitch, swing, and a miss for the zone. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Kootenay hitting 178 this season with a 250 OBP. He's in the eighth spot in the order. Chokes up on the bat. The pitch misses up, and the count evens 1-1. Merkel has retired 6 of the 7 he's faced, including 2 strikeouts. Shuckers have a 1-0 lead, bottom of the third. Now the pitch, sliced foul. Out of play, third base side. And the count goes to 1-2. Reminder, fans, you can join in on the broadcast with our Text the Booth line. Text the Booth at 601-514-0776. Again, 601-514-0776. Merkel's 1-2 pitch is rolled. Third base side off Wilkins. He went over towards the line, and it deflects towards foul territory. Kootenay rounds first. It was a ball hit away from Wilking towards the line. It's the second hit of the day for the Trash Pandas. And up comes the lefty Nelson Rana. By the way, we'd like to say hi to Kane and Sarah tuning in Biloxi. Also a big hello to Craig, who's tuning in from the Gulf Coast tonight. The pitch, bunt shown, pulled back by Rana. And the count goes to 1-0. Rada, the 18-year-old youngster, hitting .221 this year with a .309 OBP. Sorry, we take that back. He turned 19 last week. The 1-0 delivery. Lifted out towards left center. A good piece of hitting, and it drops in for a single. Sparks cuts it up center. Kootenay to second. Rada reaches, and the first two have reached here in the second, and it brings up David Mershon at the top of the order. It's one of the big things that the Angels have decided to do with Rada is keep him in Double-A for an entire season. Shuckers did this last year with Jackson Churio. Obviously, he was a year older, a little bit different on the timeline, but Rada's just gotten better and better throughout the year. Now the corners are in. Mershon's up from the left side. Bunt shown on the first pitch. It's a knuckle curve and a called strike one. Rashawn 0 for 1 tonight with a swinging strikeout. The pitch. Bunchone pulled back. And the count evens 1-1. It's a 1-0 Shuckers lead in the bottom of the third. Merkel delivers. Mershon shows bunt, places it up the third baseline. Foul. A little bit too much on it. And the count goes to 1-2. Ball, two strikes, nobody out. It'd be a shock if Mershon tried to bunt again. Last time, it was a good bunt, but kind of a little bit too much on it. Spun it foul. The 1-2 pitch. Knuckle curve. This is low. And the count evens 2-2. Merkel stares in. Now comes Sand at the belt. The 2-2 pitch. Misses up, and the count goes to 3-2. Two on, nobody out. Shuckers have a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the third. The game that they're watching right now is the M-Braves and the Smokies. They're scoreless in the top of the seventh. Two teams are tied for the wild card spot. 3-2 pitch. Chopped right side of the infield. Murray charges, grabs it, spins around, fires to second. Rada's retired. And he's called out for running out of the baseline. Murray spun in the baseline to try and tag him, and Rada took a right turn towards right. Kootenay to third. Rada's retired. One out. Mershon reaches. And now runners in the corners for Miles Emerson. Goes down as a fielder's choice for Mershon. Righty Emerson digs in. Tying runs at third. Go ahead, run at first here in the third. Merkel delivers. It misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers this year, when they score first, have fared well. 31-11 when they've scored first. Opponents, meanwhile, when they score first, the Shuckers are 29-52. The 1-0 pitch. Emerson takes up, and the count goes to 2-0. Shuckers have had a lot of comeback wins this year. 29 of those times, the opponent scored first. But Nick Merkel trying to make sure that Matt Kootenay stays at third. The pitch, runner off to second pitch, misses up. There's no throw. And Mershon slides in with a stolen base. It's Mershon's third stolen base of the year in 20 games. Count now moves to 3-0. The 3-0 pitch misses up, and they're loaded up. Emerson at first, Mershon at second, Kootenay at third. And up comes the lefty Tucker Flint. Emerson at first, Mershon at second, Kootenay at third. Flint digs in. It is a 1-0 Shuckers lead. Bottom of the third inning. Middle infield plays back for the double play. Corners play in. Merkel delivers. It's a curveball, and this is low. It goes to 1-0. The pitch is an uncle curve and a called strike. Count evens 1-1. Flynn today, 0-for-1 with a ground out to short. Shuckers would love if he just put it right there again. Double play gets the Shuckers out of the inning. The 1-1 pitch. Curveball misses low, and the count goes to 2-1. In game one, the trash pandas were 3-for-11 with runners in scoring position, including a bases-loaded walk that drove in a run in the fifth inning. Check that, the fourth inning, part of a two-run frame. The 2-1 pitch. Chopped first base side. Warren grabs it, comes home with it. Miller has it, no throw to first. But it does get the lead runner. Flint to first, Emerson to second, Mershon to third. Kootenay is retired. 3-2. And the lefty, Sam Brown, digs in. Bases loaded. Now two away. Checkers in back. Great job by Warren. Easy play to come home. The pitch to the lefty, Brown. Comes home. Roped. Over Brown's glove. It's short and into left center for a base hit. Mershon scores. Emerson rounds the corner. The throw's in a second. It's a 2-RBI single. And the Trash Pandas take a 2-1 lead. The Shuckers were inches away from getting out of the inning. Brown climbed the ladder. If he gets it, it's a 1-0 game. But it just squeaks over by maybe 2 inches. And the 2-RBI single from Brown gives the Trash Pandas a 2-1 lead. Well, they say baseball's a game of inches, and that about sums it up right there. Brown drives in two. Now runners in first and second away for Denzar Guzman. Merkel delivers. Guzman breaks his bat. It shatters. Murray has a bad hop. Eat him up at second. Turns around. Now here comes Flint. The throw home. Gets by Miller. He runs into Miller. Everybody advances. Merkel grabs the ball. Interference is called on Wilkin. Brown scores. And it is a 4-run inning. Warren Eubanks has called interference on Brock Wilkin. First things first, Flint came home. Miller went to get the baseball. In the path of the runner, him and Flint collided. And now Joe McCarthy is having a discussion with Warren Eubanks. And the runner is called out. This is the second time this year we have seen Warren Eubanks get overruled by the crew chief. Joe, interference is not called. One run scores. And that ends the inning. The Trash Pandas take a 3-1 lead. And we go to the fourth. We'll try and wrap up what is a wild end of the inning here in a moment and get you the totals when we come back on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations, Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
This is Brock Wilkin, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
We go to the fourth inning. New arm in the game. It's Hayden Sigg out of the Trash Pandas bullpen. We've got some clarification on what happened in the bottom of the third inning. It is a 3-1 Trash Pandas lead. It is the second straight series that the Shuckers have had this umpiring crew that Warren Eubanks has been overruled by the crew chief Joe McCarthy. Eubanks incorrectly called interference down the third baseline when Sam Brown was trying to come home. The pitch to Eric Brown Jr. is rolled to third. Kootenay has it, takes a hop, fires to first, a bit wide of the bag, but Brown holds it. And Brown is retired for the first out. So the official ruling on the play is a Denzar Guzman single. Tucker Flint scores on the play. Sam Brown thrown out at home on a force out to end the inning. Lamar Sparks digs in against the righty Sig. The pitch misses low and the count goes to 1-0. It has been fascinating, though, that in the last two times the Shuckers have had this umpiring crew, Joe McCarthy has overruled a Warren Eubanks call twice. 1-0 pitch. Roped out to right center. Flint is back on it. Ibrano's back as well, and it one hops the wall. Flint grabs it on a hop. Sparks speeds in a second. And it's a stand-up, one-out double. And it brings up Ethan Murray. Final line tonight for Erla. He goes three innings. Gives up four hits, one run, no walks, and seven strikeouts. As the righty Sig faces the righty Ethan Murray. He's the tying run in this thing. The pitch. Murray takes a slider off the outside corner for ball one. The pitch. Rolled to short. Sparks takes off to third. Guzman grabs it on the run, fires to first. It's in time. Sparks advances. And now two away with the runner on third for the switch hitter, Xavier Warren. Sig makes his 39th appearance of the year. 3.52 ERA and 53 and two-thirds innings. 20 walks and 54 strikeouts. Xavier Warren digs in, switch hitter, bats from the left side against the righty Sig. The pitch is a called strike one. By the way, in Pearl, the Tennessee Smokies have taken a lead in the top of the Smokies. 1-3 over the Embraves. Well, that bodes well for the Shuckers right now. The 0-1 pitch, chopped right side of the infield. Brown dives and it's by him in right for a base hit. Sparks scores. It's a multi-hit night and a multi-RBI night for Xavier Warren. And the Shuckers are within one. It's now 3-2. For Warren, that's his 49th RBI of the year. And up comes the righty Casey Martin. Two out, one on. Shuckers down 3-2. Sig delivers. It's a curveball and the miss is low. And the count goes to 1-0. Ready, Sig comes set. Now the pitch. Martin drives it to right center. Flint in on it. And he makes the catch. That ends the inning. One run, two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. We're through 3.5 in a 7-inning game. The Shuckers trail it 3-2 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
After an absolutely nutty end of the bottom of the third inning, bottom of the fourth, and the Shuckers getting a run back in the top of the inning. It's a 3-2 Trash Pandas lead over the Shuckers, and the righty Nick Merkel is out for his fourth inning on the hill. It's the first time all year that Merkel's gone out for a fourth inning. One inning away from his career high of four that he set back on July 20th of last year at Dayton as a member of the Wisconsin Timberhammers. Faces the lefty Orlando Martinez in the leadoff spot. The pitch. Martinez takes a knuckle curve for strike one. Shuckers trail it 3-2. All three runs came last inning for the Trash Pandas. The 0-1 pitch. Roped out to short center. Hall charges on it. On the run. Makes a shoulder-high catch. Martinez is retired for the first down. Gives us a chance to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Everything else in action across the Southern League. They're through seven. The Biscuits trail the Lookouts 3-2. Elsewhere, top seven, the Tennessee Smokies opening an advantage right now on the M Braves. It's a 4-0 lead. Pitch to Calabrese. Shows bunt, pulls back. And the count goes to 1-0. Smokies have scored four in the inning. Shuckers and M Braves tied for the wild card spot entering game two of today's doubleheader. The 1-0 pitch misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. Elsewhere, the Blue Wahoos are all over Birmingham. The opening game of a six-game set. It's a 5-1 Blue Wahoos lead. Here it's a 3-2 lead for the Pens for Rocket City. Righty Merkel fires. It's roped down the right field line, but foul into the seats. And the count goes to 2-1. And we could also say it's Trash Pandas 3, Xavier Warren 2. He has both the RBIs tonight for the Shuckers. The pitch. Misses low with a knuckle curve. And the count goes to 3-1. The pitch, roped right field side, and it's down for a base hit. Martin charges and grabs it on two hops. Calabrese reaches with a single, and it brings up the righty Matt Cootney. One on, one out. It's a 3-2 Trash Pandas lead. Merkel comes set. He fires home. It's popped foul. Out of play in the third base side. Count goes to 0-1. We're in the bottom of the fourth of a 7-inning game. Check over to first. Calabrese's back in time. They're down through 6.5 in Pearl. A 4 Smokies lead. Winner today, winners in 9 of their last 11. The 0-1 pitch misses away. And the count evens 1-1. Remember, this is a big week for the Shuckers to create some distance between themselves and the Embrays before the two teams go head-to-head in a 6-game set to finish out the season in Biloxi next week. The 1-1 pitch, Calabresi off the second pitch, misses up and away. The throw and a hop, the tag, not in time. And the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch misses up and away, and the count goes to 3-1. Kootenay singled off Merkel back in the third. The 3-1 pitch, Kootenay swings and misses. Great knuckle curve from Merkel. Got him way out in front, and the count's full. Out in the Shuckers bullpen, it is the newest arm, Chase Costello, who is warming up. The 3-2 pitch popped up. Out of play, third base side. We'll do it again. And foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Three balls, two strikes, one away. The pitch. Roped off the mound. Brown jumps in the air behind second and grabs it. Fires to first. And Calabresi moves to third. And now two outs and a runner on third for the lefty Nelson Rada. That's the second straight road series that the Shuckers have had that happen. They were helped out by it in the series finale in Birmingham 2 weeks ago. Well, Lamar sparks the mound, and it went by the dive of the shortstop into center. This time, though, Brown stays on his feet, catches it out of the air, records the out. The righty Merkel delivers. Lefty Rada takes inside for ball one. It's a 3-2 Trash Pandas lead. The 1-0 pitch, Rada fouls it back. The count evens 1-1. One ball, one strike. Two away. The pitch, check swing. Third base umpire says he does not go, and the count goes to 2-1. Two balls, one strike, two away. Merkel fires. Tipped in a Miller's mitt. Knuckle curve that flutters on in, and the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, and two away. Calabresi's off third. Merkel delivers. Rada drives it foul. Third base side. One hop off the netting. Count stays at 2-2. Merkel comes set at the belt. Now the 2-2 pitch. Rada chops it foul ball first base side, and we'll do it again. Two balls, two strikes, and two away. Top of the order up next. Merkel trying to get through four innings here for the first time since July of last year in high A. The 2-2 pitch. Rada takes a knuckle curve low, and the count goes full. The pitch chopped over Merkel's head. Murray charges, grabs it at second, fires to first just in time, and that ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, one runner left on base. We go to the fifth. It is a 3-2 game. Checkers down by one on the Checkers Radio Network.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Already, Hayden Sigg is back to work as we go to the fifth inning. Checkers down 3-2. Sigg's throwing to a new catcher. It is Tyler Payne who enters behind the plate for Miles Emerson. Emerson caught the top of the fourth but is not able to go any farther. Payne, who caught all 9 innings in game one, squats behind the plate here in game two. Already, Adam Hall is up at the top of the order. The pitch misses off the inside corner for ball one. Checkers down 3-2 after they fell in game one of today's doubleheader, 8-4. The 1-0 pitch, Hall swings and misses, up and in. And the count evens 1-1. The pitch, check swing on a curveball low. First base umpire says he does not go. And the count goes to 2-1. Hall tonight, 1-for-2 in the nightcap. The pitch tipped off the home plate umpire McCarthy. Catches it square off the mask. The count evens 2-2. Payne walks out with him. And both Eubanks and Durham jog in to check on McCarthy. Dylan Caldwell, head trainer for the Trash Pandas, comes out. By the way, we also have another defensive substitution. Tucker Flynn has moved from right to first. McCarthy's okay. None of these have been announced yet, but already four pitches into the first plate appearance of the inning. The pitch is a called strike three in the outside corner. Hall's down looking. And now one away for the lefty Darian Miller. Darian Miller now digs in for the Shuckers. The pitch misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. The pitch roped right to second. John sticks up his mitt, and Miller's retired for the second out. What also looks like with the binoculars on that Miles Emerson is now playing right. So Tyler Payne comes in for Sam Brown. Tucker Flynn in right goes from right to first. Emerson goes from catcher to right. And now two outs for Brock Wilkin. The pitch is a called strike one. Wilkins 0 for 2 tonight. Two strikeouts, one swinging, one looking. Sig delivers. Roped out to deep left. Calabrese back. Warning track. Looks up. Gone. Brock Wilkins smashes a homer, and we're knotted at 3. Wilkins touches home. It's his team-leading 16th homer of the year. And he demolished that thing. Got out in a hurry and left. And the Shuckers have come back from down 3-1 to tie it up at 3. Ernesto Martinez Jr. now digs in. The pitch, swing and a miss and a big curveball. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. The 0-1 pitch, Martinez takes low, and the count evens a ball and a strike. Time's called. Martinez steps out for a moment. One and one, the count with two away. Netted at 3 in the top of the fifth of a 7-inning game. Sig delivers. Martinez chops it right side of the infield. Mershon to his right towards second. Fires on a hop to first. It's by Flint. And Martinez reaches. Flint went to pick it. And it hopped up and over his mitt. Brings up the righty, Eric Brown Jr. We'll see whether or not that's a hit or an error. But Eric Brown Jr. now digs in. The pitch. The righty takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. Big opportunity right now for the Shuckers. Go-ahead runs at first. The 1-0 pitch. Brown smashes it, but foul down the left field line and out of play. And the count evens 1-1. The pitch. Brown takes low, and it bounces into Payne's mitt. Count goes to 2-2. Two balls, 1-2 away. Martinez off first. The pitch misses low. The count goes to 3-1. One pitch, hammer, but high in the air and not deep out to short right center. Mershon over. The wind pushes it towards the foul line, and he hauls it in for the final out. Shackers get a run. A big time, big fly. One run, two hits, no errors. One runner left on base. The 16th bracket of the year ties us at 3-4.5. And we're back after this. The Shackers Radio Network.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey y'all, this is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
We head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Nick Merkel done after he ties his career high with 4 innings on the hill. He goes 4 innings, gives up 6 hits, 3 runs, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts, and the righty Chase Costello is on for his Double-A debut. First pitch is a called strike to the switch hitter David Mershon, and we're off and running. Costello called up earlier today was the corresponding move when Shane Smith went up to AAA. The 0-1 pitch, Mershon tips it into Miller's mitt, and the count goes to 0-2. Costello's got some firepower in him. Has touched 96 and 97 during his time with Highgate, Wisconsin. He's up. 0-2. On the switch hitter. The pitch. Misses up and in with a hard fastball. The count goes to 1-2. Costello, a 3.83 ERA in 34 appearances with the Timber Rattlers. The 1-2 pitch. Blooped out towards short left. In comes Sparks. And he makes the catch on the run. Rashawn's retired for the first out. Brings up the righty, Miles Emerson. It's a 3-3 game in the fifth. Gives us a chance to say hello to a couple of folks in the text the booth line. Big hello to Kane and Sarah tuning in Biloxi. A big hello to Joe listening in San Pedro, California. The pitch to Emerson misses up and in, and the count goes to 1-0. And a big hello as well to George tuning in Grand Ridge, Florida. It's a 3-3 game in the bottom of the fifth. Costello fires, misses low, and the count goes to 2-0. Costello signed with the Brewers as an undrafted free agent in 2022. The 2-0 pitch misses. What's it called? Strike top of the zone, and the count goes to 2-1. Signed as a free agent in 2022 after he made 6 appearances and 5 starts with the Boise Hawks of the Independent Pioneer League. The 2-1 pitch. Chopped towards short. Brown charges. Wilkin charges as well. Clubs it at third. Fires to first on the run. A real nifty play. Retires Emerson. And now 2 away for the lefty Tucker Flint. Costello's a guy who's back on the coast. Started off his college career at LSU. Spent 2 years there before transferring to Stetson for the canceled 2020 COVID year. And then spent his final 2 years at St. Thomas University in NAIA. 2 out, no one on. The pitch is chopped foul, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. Costello, 6'4", 215 pounds. 24-year-old native of Pompano Beach, Florida. Costello comes set. It's a 3-3 game in the fifth. The pitch. Flint takes off the inside corner, and the count evens 1-1. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball top of the zone. And the count goes to a ball and 2 strikes. The pitch just misses up, and the count evens 2-2. By the way, they're through 8 in Pearl. Smokies up 4-2 on the M-Braves. The 2-2 pitch misses low and inside, and the count goes full. Two teams. Checkers and the M-Braves tied for the wild card spot entering today. Each team having 12 to go. The 3-2 pitch misses up and in, and it's ball 4. Flint draws a walk, and up comes Tyler Payne, first time in game 2. Payne's hitting 232 this year. With a 280 OBP and an OPS just barely above 600 at 601. His first at-bat tonight. Came in as a defensive replacement for Sam Brown in the top of the inning. First pitch, runner off to second. Payne swings and tips it off Miller. Back to the screen. Count goes to no balls and a strike. Flint's off first. It's a 3-3 game in the fifth. Costello airs in, now delivers. Swing and a miss. Curveball in the outside corner. And the count goes to no balls and 2 strikes. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. It gets by Miller. Back to the screen. Flint off to second. Payne to first. And it's a strikeout on a wild pitch that allows Payne to reach. Now 2-on and 2 away for Denzer Guzman. Guzman digs in from the right side. Well, congratulations to Chase Costello. Certainly not the way he wanted to get his first double-A strikeout. But he's got his first double-A strikeout in the books. The pitch. Guzman swings and misses. Costello pulls the string on a curveball. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Guzman 1-for-2 tonight with an RBI single in the third. The 0-1 pitch misses away, and the count evens 1-1. Costello delivers. It's hit to second. Murray's there. He snags it. That ends the inning. It's a scoreless first inning in Double-A for Chase Costello. No runs, no hits, no errors. Two runners left on base. We go to the sixth. Checkers. And the Trash Pandas. Added at three on the Checkers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuildTrailersMS.com.
We enter the top of the sixth inning of a seven-inning game. Checkers and the Trash Pandas knotted at three. Game two of a doubleheader. Checkers fell in game one by an 8-4 final. And the righty Lamar Sparks digs in against the righty Hayden Segus into his third inning on the hill. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Three runs, eight hits, no errors for the Checkers. For the Trash Pandas, three runs, six hits, and no errors. The pitch popped foul, first base side and out of play. And the count evens 1-1. Foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor, 228-641-9167. The pitch. He has a called strike on the inside corner. And the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch misses low, and the count evens at 2-2. Righty Sig comes in. Now the pitch. Sparks chops it to third. Kepel Hobbing grabs it, fires across the diamond. Flynn picks it out of the dirt. And that retires Sparks for the first out. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Count goes to no balls and a strike. The 0-1 pitch is a curveball, and the count goes to 1-2. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Curveball in the dirt. It's blocked up by Payne. Murray down to first. Payne fires it to first in time. And now two away for the switch hitter, Xavier Warren. Two out, nobody on. Xavier Warren now digs in. Two for two today with two runs driven in. The pitch is ruled a ball low, and the count goes to 1-0. Righty Sig comes set. The pitch misses low again. 2-0. Three runs, eight hits, no errors for the Shuckers. Three runs, six hits, and no errors for Racket City. The pitch racketed out to deep right. Emerson's back, and it is gone. Xavier Warren, a go-ahead homer. 4-3, Shuckers lead. Warren touches home. Have yourself a night. Three hits. He's driven in three. And the Shuckers have come from down 3-1 to up 4-3. That got out of here in a hurry and right. The pitch. Swing and a miss. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. For Warren, that's his 10th homer of the year. The 0-1 pitch is a called strike on the inside corner. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Well, just as the Tennessee Smokies score another run in the top of the ninth against the M Braves, the pitch poked out to short center. Rada charges. He makes the catch in half inning. But as soon as the Smokies take a 5-2 lead on the M Braves, the Shuckers take a lead. First time tonight, after falling behind. One run, one hit, no errors, nobody left on base. We're through 5.5. And the Shuckers have a 4-3 lead on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Ah, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for four nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to Paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule next cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Bruce Hard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This is Kurt Hogue, Milwaukee Brewers beat reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bottom of the sixth inning, and Chase Costello is out for his second inning on the hill. Shuckers have a 4-3 lead. The pitch is a called strike on the outside corner, and we're off and running. Faces the lefty, Orlando Martinez. The 0-1 pitch chopped foul first base side, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Shuckers took the lead on a go-ahead homer from Xavier Warren. His 10th homer of the year. Ball that flew out of here and right. Shuckers have hit two homers in game two of this doubleheader. Neither of them have been cheap ones. Costello delivers. Lifted down the left field line. Sparks sprints after it towards the sidewall, and it's out of play. Count stays at no balls and two strikes. Costello fires. It's a called strike three at the top of the zone. Martinez is down looking, and it brings up the lefty, David Calabresi. This has been quite the effort from the Shuckers here in game two. They took an early 1-0 lead. It was a real tough third inning. Looked like the wheels might start to fall off, but the Shuckers have battled back. With one out, the pitch to the lefty, Calabresi. Swing and a miss, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. The pitch, swing and a miss, gets him out in front of a changeup, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. No balls, two strikes, one away. Shuckers have a 4-3 lead in the last of the sixth inning. Costello delivers. Shot foul first base side, and we'll do it again. No balls, two strikes, one away. The pitch misses low. Miller blocks it up, and the count goes to 1-2. The pitch fouled back, and we'll do it again. Foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor 228-641-9167 or visit golfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Costello fires home. Misses away with a changeup, and the count evens 2-2. The pitch. Called strike three on the outside corner. Back-to-back punch outs from Costello. This time he gets Calabresi looking on the changeup. And there's two away and nobody on for the righty, Matt Kootenay. Well, what a sight Costello's been here in his double-A debut. The pitch. Misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Kootenay drives it out to left. Sparks is back on, and he's got plenty of room. Back pedals towards the warning track and holds it in through six. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. It's a 4-3 Shuckers lead. We enter the final inning of the day. Back after this in the Shuckers Radio Network.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wall Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvett Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
We head to the top of the seventh. And a new pitcher in the ballgame is the righty Carlos Espinoza, who comes in with the Shuckers up by a 4-3 score. It's a seven-inning game. Shuckers hoping this is the final inning of the day. First pitch misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. Final line for Hayden Sigg. He goes three innings, gives up five hits, three runs, all of them earned. Espinoza's 1-0 pitch misses low, and the count goes to 2-0. Sigg, no walks, two strikeouts, gives up two homers, the game-tying shot, and the go-ahead shot. And he throws 40 pitches. The 2-0 pitch, swing and a miss, fastball top of the zone. And the count goes to two balls and a strike. Hall tonight is 1-for-3, single back in the third inning. Espinoza fires, misses up, and the count goes to 3-1. Espinoza makes his sixth appearance of the year. He's allowed three runs on four hits in 7 2/3 innings. He's walked four and struck out 10. The 3-1 pitch misses up, and it's ball four. Get the leadoff man on, and it brings up the lefty Darian Miller. Espinoza delivers. Miller takes a strike on the outside corner. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. Espinoza, 6'2", 188 pounds. Backdoors a slider. And gets ahead. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. Espinoza, a native of Cuba. Born in Nahasa. Acquired this past offseason. The 0-2 pitch misses up, and the count goes to 1-2. Was acquired in exchange for Trey Cabbage. Up and down between the big league club and AAA with both the Angels and now the Astros. The pitch misses up. Almost a check back to first. Murray. Miller almost had to duck out and get out of the way. Counts two balls and two strikes with nobody out. Espinoza sets. Now the pitch holds off the second. The pitch away. The throw to second on a hop is in time. And Hull's retired. Now one away. And a full count on Miller. Espinoza sets the belt. Now delivers. Popped foul behind home plate and out of play. And we'll do it again. Payoff pitch misses off the inside corner, and it is back-to-back walks to start the inning. If it wasn't for the caught stealing, it'd be two on. Nope. But instead, one on, one away. And up comes the righty, Brock Wilkin. Last time up, it was Wilkin's 16th homer of the year to tie this thing at 3. Out towards the Shuckers bullpen, where right now it is Justin Yeager who's starting to get warm. The pitch is a called strike at the top of the zone. And Espinoza gets ahead. The bottom of the inning is a Pafford EMS save opportunity. You can visit them today at Pafford, PAFFORDEMS.com. Check back to first. Miller's back in time. The 0-1 pitch is a called strike at the knees. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. The 0-2 pitch. Wolkin taps it foul back to the screen. Just got it off the end of the bat. Count stays at no balls and two strikes. The pitch. Wolkin checks his swing. It's a slider away. Count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider on the outside corner. Wilkins checking out. Two out, one on, and up comes the lefty, Ernesto Martinez Jr. He's had himself a terrific day. 3-for-5 with two ribbies in game one, and he's 1-for-3 in game two. Add it all together, that's a 4-for-8 day. Coming off being named the Southern League Player of the Week yesterday. The pitch rolled first base side by Flynn, and in a right for a single. Miller touches second and heads to third. Martinez heads to second. The throw on two. Hops is not in time. And it is a five-hit day for Martinez. Two multi-hit performances. And the Shuckers have runners at second and third with two away for Eric Brown Jr. Brown 1-for-3 in game two. It's a 4-3 Shuckers lead. Two out, two on, top of the seventh. Espinoza fires. It's tipped off Payne's mask. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. The 0-1 pitch, slider, misses away, and the count evens 1-1. The pitch, slider, is a called strike, top of the zone, and the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two away. The pitch misses low. Payne blacks it up and dribbles towards the dugout. Count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch popped up first base side. Flint in on it, and it drops into foul territory. Flint came in on it. Payne went out. Espinoza came over as well, and nobody took. Two balls, two strikes, and two. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Randy Espinoza comes set. Now the pitch misses low. Payne blacks it up, and the count goes full. Brown calls time, steps out, throws back a thumb guard to the dugout. Three balls, two strikes, two away. Espinoza deals. Misses up and in, and it's ball four. Bases are loaded now with two away for Lamar Sparks. Sparks digs in, one for three tonight with a double. It's a 4-3 Shuckers lead. The pitch misses off the inside corner for ball one. Sparks' one was a double down the right field line in the fourth inning. The pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball with some heat on it, and the count evens 1-1. Brown's at first, Martinez at second, Miller at third. The pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. And the count runs to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Hit out to right center, over his right, and it's down for a base hit. Miller scores, rounds the corner and comes home. Brown hustles to third, and it's a two RBI single for Sparks. Checkers now take a 6-3 lead. For Sparks, that's his 37th and 38th runs driven in this year. Checkers again have gone from down 3-1 to up 6-3. They've scored five unanswered. And Ethan Murray now digs in. The pitch. Murray shoots it foul. First base side. Tails towards the seats. Flint is over. And it's out of play. Count goes to no balls and a strike. The pitch misses low, and the count evens 1-1. The pitch, Murray off the outside corner, and the count goes to two balls and a strike. Checkers have a 6-3 lead. It's making life a little bit easier for the Checkers bullpen late. Now the pitch, swing and a miss. Gets him to flail on a slider, and the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away. The pitch, curveball low, and the count goes full. Espinoza sets the belt. Now he steps off. Everything resets. Brown's at third. Sparks is at first. The pitch. Rocketed out to deep left center. Calabresi in on it. Comes over, and he makes the catch. Well, Shuckers tack on two more for insurance thanks to Lamar Sparks. Two runs, two hits, No errors and two runners left on base. We end at the bottom of the seventh. Shuckers have a 6-3 lead, and Justin Yeager in for the save opportunity when we come back on the Shuckers Radio Network. Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Kinks on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
After two terrific innings from Chase Costello in his Double-A debut in relief, Shuckers go to the bullpen for the night. It is the righty Justin Yeager in for a Pafford EMS save opportunity. Save opportunities all year long. Brought to you by Pafford EMS. Visit them today at PaffordEMS.com. The righty Yeager faces the lefty Nelson Rada. First pitch, Rada takes a strike on the inside corner. And Yeager gets ahead in the count. Yeager makes his 43rd appearance of the year, 16 of 19 in save opportunities. 46 innings with a 4-3 ERA. The pitch, spoiled foul third base side. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Yeager, 16 walks and 49 strikeouts. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-2. Final line for Costello in his Double-A debut, a terrific appearance. 33 pitches through two innings, no hits, no runs, one walk, and three strikeouts. The pitch, Rada swings and misses, handcuffs him with a slider on the inside corner. Rada's down, and now one away for the switch hitting David Mershon. The pitch, Mershon shows bunt, and it's a called strike one. Shuckers tonight, six runs, five of them unanswered, 11 hits and an error. Three runs, six hits, and no errors for Racket City. Yeager delivers. Swing and a miss, a long cut. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. No balls, two strikes, one away. Yeager delivers. Spoiled foul back to the screen, and we'll do it again. The 0-2 pitch. Rolled right side and through into center for a base hit. Mershon rounds first. And the tying run stands on deck as Miles Emerson digs in from the right side. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning of a scheduled seven-inning game in game two of a doubleheader. One on, one out, and the righty Emerson digs in. Jaeger delivers. Emerson takes a called strike one on the inside corner. Emerson tonight 0 for 2 with a walk. The 0-1 pitch misses away, and the count evens 1-1. Jaeger last time out was Saturday night against Montgomery. 5 runs on 5 hits in an inning of work. The 1-1 pitch. Slider called a strike at the knees. And the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, and one away. Jaeger delivers. Just misses low with a slider. And the count evens 2-2. The pitch misses low, and the count goes full. Tucker Flint's on deck. He's the tying run right now. It's a 6-3 game in the bottom of the seventh. Jaeger delivers. Tipped in and out of Miller's mitt. And the count stays full. The 3-2 pitch misses up and in, and up comes the tying run. Emerson reaches, Rashawn to second, and up comes Tucker Flint. And if you talk about guys in this order who are the most powerful and the most dangerous, it's Tucker Flint. 16 homers, 38 extra ace hits this season. Entered today with a team-leading 797 OPS. And he digs in with two on and one away. Jaeger delivers. Swing and a miss. Ties him up. Slider on the inside corner. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Went 0 for 2 tonight with a walk. Jaeger delivers. Flint takes a strike. Jaeger gets ahead 0-2. Jaeger sets. Now the 0-2 pitch. Misses up. Flint thought about it. Count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Gets him to wave at a fastball top of the zone. And now two away for the righty Tyler Payne. Comes down to the righty, Tyler Payne. 0 for 1 tonight with a strikeout. And checkers closer, Justin Jaeger. 6-3, bottom 9. Bottom 7. The pitch misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. Checkers trying to split the first two games. A day when they played 16 innings of baseball. 9 innings in game 1, inning 7 here in game 2. The 1-0 pitch. Payne chops it to short. Brown charges, gloves it on the run, fires to first, and the Shuckers get the win. They win it by a 6-3 final. And with the M-Braves' loss about 25 minutes ago, the Shuckers are a game up for the wild card with 11 to play. And magic number sits at 12. No runs, one hit, no errors. Two runners left on base for Racket City in the seventh. Final totals, the Shuckers, 6 runs, 11 hits, and 1 error for Racket City. 3 runs, 7 hits, and no errors. We'll take a break. Lots to get to next on the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Shuckers win game 2 of today's doubleheader by a 6-3 final. Be back in a moment. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game times, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
Brand new Shuckers Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Let's send it back to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Jay McBlake alongside you as the Shuckers get a split in today's doubleheader. They fall in game one, but they win game two by a 6-3 final over the Rapid City Trash Pandas. And with the win, the Shuckers, with 11 games to go in the regular season, are a game ahead of the Mississippi Braves for the wild card spot in the 2024 Southern League playoffs. In game two, the Shuckers, 6 runs, 11 hits, and an error. While in game two, for the Trash Pandas, they get 3 runs on 7 hits and no errors. Game one, a resumption of the game that was suspended on August 4th back in Biloxi. Racket City, 8 runs, 11 hits, and no errors. The Shuckers, 4 runs, 9 hits, and 2 errors. Winning pitcher in game one is Ivan Armstrong. Well, the loss goes to Menares for the Shuckers, and the save goes to Luke Murphy, his second of the year. Menares with the loss falls to 1-7, while Armstrong gets the win. In game two, the Shuckers get some help from a newcomer in Chase Costello. He goes 2 shutout innings and strikes out 3. He gets the win and improves to 1-0. Hayden Sigg, the loss, falls to 2-5. And Justin Yeager picks up his league-leading 17th save of the season. Scoring summary in game one was quite all over the place. Racket City, 4 runs in the top of the first inning before the Shuckers struck back with 3 in the bottom of the second. Meanwhile, Racket City then got 2 in the fourth. Shuckers responded with 1 in the fifth. Racket City would tack on 2 in the ninth inning as they won it by an 8-4 final. Shuckers, 3 multi-hit performances in game one. Nick Kale went 2-for-2. Brock Wilkin, 2-for-5. And Ernesto Martinez Jr. went 3-for-5. In game two, the Shuckers took an early 1-0 lead in the second inning thanks to an RBI single from Xavier Warren. It was the Xavier Warren show tonight. in the fourth. He then made it a 3-2 ball game. Rackett City got three home in the third off a two RBI single and an RBI single. The two RBI single from Sam Brown and the RBI single from Denzer Guzman. Shuckers got one back, though, in the top of the fourth. RBI single from Xavier Warren. They got another one in the fifth on a solo shot from Brock Wilkin to tie the game at three. Then they took a lead by a 4-3 score on a solo shot from Xavier Warren. Lamar Sparks, a two-run shot in the seventh, or two-run single in the seventh, gave the Shuckers a 6-3 lead. Justin Yeager closes it out. Shuckers play 16 innings of baseball. They win one, they lose one, and they gain a half game on the Mississippi Braves for the wild card position as the Shuckers, with 11 games to go, sit one game ahead. We'll take a break when we come back. Time to wrap everything up on the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. All comes your way next on the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0916.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
We welcome you back inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. The Shuckers get a win. They win by a 6-3 final in game two. They fall by an 8-4 final in game one. Javik Blake back alongside you as you wrap everything up. The Shuckers now at 61-64 on the season, 31-27 in the second half, while the Trash Pandas at 56-70 on the season. They're at 23-35. In the second half. Game one, 8 runs, 11 hits, no errors for Rackett City. 4 runs, 9 hits, and 2 errors for the Shuckers. Well, in game two, 6 runs, 11 hits, and an error for the Shuckers. 3 runs, 7 hits, and no errors for Rackett City. A lot of baseball today. 16 innings in total. The Shuckers win one, they lose one. They now sit a game up on the Mississippi Braves for the wild card spot. With 11 games remaining, the Shuckers' magic number is now 12 for that final playoff spot as the Shuckers are looking to reach the playoffs for the first time since 2019. Time to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update around the Southern League and around the Brewers organization as well. Around the Southern League, the Montgomery Biscuits get a walk-off grand slam to take down the Chattanooga Lookouts by a 7-4 final. As the Lookouts drop to 41-85 on the season, 21-36 in the second half. The Biscuits improve to 74-53 on the year, 34-24 in the second half. We already told you the final for Mississippi. Tennessee wins it 5-2 over the M-Braves, as the M-Braves now a half game behind the Shuckers with 11 games remaining in the regular season. Pensacola wins it 5-1 against the Barons as Pensacola improves to 65-60 on the season, 27-30 in the second half. The Barons fall to 66-60 on the year, 26-32 in the second half. Time to take a look around the Brewers organization as well in single A. The Delmarva Shorebirds fall to the Carolina Mudcats. The Mudcats win the opener by an 11-3 final. Nashville Sound all over the Gwinnett Stripers, a 13-4 final in game one, while the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers win it by a 2-1 final over Cedar Rapids in their series opener. At the big league level, the Brewers and the Cardinals still going. They're on the bottom of the 12th inning, and it is a 7-4 Cardinals lead. Crew trying to come back in the bottom of the 12th. Final score in game one, Rocket City 8, Shuckers 4 in game two. The Shuckers win it by a 6-3 final. Shuckers back in action tomorrow. They have yet to name a starter, while the righty Brett Carey will go for the Trash Pandas. 6:35 first pitch. We'll be at you with pregame at 6:15 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. For all of us at the Shuckers Radio Network, I'm Javik Blake saying so long. 6:15 pregame, 6:35 tomorrow in game two of this six-game set. Shuckers and the Trash Pandas, with the Shuckers a game ahead for the wild card with 11 to play. Have a great night.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi.